A Nepalese official says that it is time to examine the rules on who is permitted to climb Mount Everest, the world's tallest mountain. Yagya Raj Sunuar told the New York Times this week it's time to review all the old laws. The parliament member's comment comes after the deaths of at least 11 climbers this year. Climbing Everest has been a dream for many people ever since Edmund Hillary and his guide, Tenzing Norgay, reached the top of the mountain in 1953. Nepal is one of the world's poorest countries. The climbing industry brings in $300 million each year. Officials do not limit the number of permits the country issues to climbers. This year, the government of Nepal issued Everest permits to 381 people, the highest number ever. Anyone can get a permit for an $11,000 fee. A picture taken on May 22nd shows a long line of climbers wearing colorful winter clothes as they make their way up the mountain. The climbers are standing on a snow-covered ridge with a 2,000-meter drop on either side. They are hanging on to a single line of rope. There were more people on Everest than there should be, said Kul Bahadur Gurung, the General Secretary of the Nepal Mountaineering Association. He added, "We lack the rules that say how many people can actually go up and when." At one time, only experienced mountaineers tried to climb Everest. But the cost of such an effort has decreased. This has led more and more inexperienced climbers to try to reach the top of Everest. Nepal only requires that climbers have a note from a medical doctor saying they are physically fit. Climbers do not have to prove they have the strength or ability to perform at extreme heights. The number of climbers who have died this season is the highest since 2015. Most of those who died are believed to have suffered from altitude sickness. The condition is caused by low amounts of oxygen in extremely high places. It can lead to severe headaches, stomach sickness, shortness of breath, and mental confusion. Because of the altitude, climbers have just hours to reach the top before they are at risk of having their lungs fill with liquid. The area between Camp 4, 8,000 meters, and the top of Everest, 8,850 meters, is known as the death zone. When a climber dies in this zone, his or her body is left there. It would be too dangerous for another climber to spend their energy bringing the body down the mountain. Eric Murphy made his third climb on Everest this year. He told the Associated Press, "Every minute counts there." He said some tired climbers, with no one to help them, could take 17 hours instead of 12 to reach the top. For inexperienced climbers, that is enough to have a profound effect. Among those who have died at Everest this year is American Christopher Coolish. He was from the state of Colorado. Coolish died on his way down, shortly after reaching the top. Just before he died, Coolish made it into the so-called Seven Summit Club of mountaineers who have reached the highest peaks on every continent. his brother said. Mohan Krishna Sapkota is Secretary of Nepal's Ministry of Tourism and Civil Aviation. He blamed the weather, equipment, and lack of oxygen for this year's deaths. However, he added, in the next season, we will work to have double rope in the area below the summit so there is better management of the flow of climbers. Mirza Ali is a Pakistani mountaineer and tour operator who reached Everest's peak for the first time this month. It was his fourth time trying. He said, everybody wants to stand on top of the world. But, he said, visitors who are unprepared for the extremes of Everest harm the mountaineering industry. Ali added, the more people come, the more permits, more business. But, on the other side of it, is a lot of risk because it is costing lives. I'm Alice Bryant.